This is WFIU's featured classical CD podcast. I'm David Wood. Each week we highlight new and notable recordings currently airing on WFIU and online at WFIU.org. Chatham Baroque's Sweet Desire found its muse in a mid-17th century collection of small ensemble sonatas. The title of the collection loosely translates as A Desire for the Choicest Sonatas, and this recording indeed reflects some of the choicest of the period. With a few sonatas each from Heinrich Schmelzer and Antonio Bertali, the majority of the works included are either anonymous or of spurious composition. The only known copy of the collection now resides in Paris, having previously belonged to a musician and collector from the 18th century, Sébastien Brossard. Brossard ultimately gifted it to Louis XV in exchange for a pension. Musicians have to be both smart and creative. Chatham Baroque are joined by many guests on this recording, from violinists to trombonists. This diverse cast demonstrates the versatility and variety of music from this period before the birth of more modern conventions. From the new and notable pile this week comes a collection of music by Ahmet Adnan Saygun. Zeynep Ugbasaran reveals this contemporary of Bartok as a composer who fuses the traditional music of Turkey with 20th century compositional technique. The 12 preludes on Aksak Rhythms are based on Turkish folk musics, incorrectly labeled in the Bartok Mikrokosmos as Bulgarian. The preludes include many mix meters divided into twos and threes, and many of the Aksak or limping rhythms also occur in the 10 sketches found later on this recording. Thank you. album ends with a sonata that is in turn concluded by a dance from the Black Sea region called a horon, the characteristic of the horon found in its abrupt ending. You can find more information about Saigon's piano music and A Sweet Desire by stopping by our website, wfiu.org, where you can also listen live. A portion of the proceeds does help to support WFIU. I'm David Wood with this week's featured classical CD podcast.